And welcome, 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 dear listeners, and good morning. And yes, we quickly have a interesting conversation that is coming up. It's interesting in the sense because many of you out there are obviously scrambling around for your back to school, as well as also other particular necessities that you've got to prepare for the new year of 2025. And joining us here today, as you would have seen on our social media platform specifically, has been the NAMPost conversation that we've promised. In studio, I'm joined by the acting executive for marketing, business development and communications, that being Mr. Gladwin Groeneveld. Gladwin, let me firstly say here on live on air, Happy New Year. I know it's like 5 days, 6 days behind, or 8 days, sorry. But Happy New Year and welcome. And thank you for joining us for this morning session.
Well, thank you for that wonderful introduction. We are already a few days into the year, so let's make this happen.
100%, 100%. If we quickly particularly look at the discussion that we've got lined up for today, before we actually quickly start, dear listeners, we're quickly taking a short break and coming back right now.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal. Scandal.
And coming back there, dear listeners, quickly I had to, you know, get a quick frog out of my throat in terms of just a quick cough. Gladwin, obviously where we left off, where had been the planned discussion we've got lined up for this morning. It's primarily a conversation that has been at the forefront of many stakeholders for NAMPost. Let's firstly, you know, get into that particular conversation. What is it about? And primarily, what can some of the stakeholders look forward to?
Yes, definitely. The message I really want to put forth to your listeners this morning is that additional supplementary payout dates have been earmarked for the child cash grant beneficiaries. Now, you would have noticed that ever since NAMPost started with this payout of the social cash grants, both the mobile as well as the in-branch, which is the post office payments, we have introduced a schedule. And a schedule whereby we basically have grouped our grant beneficiaries according to certain dates and times for payouts. Now, when we've communicated earlier on, the child cash grant payment is supposed to be from the 15th to the 17th of January. And I just want to make it also clear that these dates are still standing. However, because we have listened to our beneficiaries, to the public's outcry that schools are opening and parents need these funds in order to make sure that their kids are going to be taken care of when the schools open very soon, we have now introduced additional supplementary payout dates specifically only for the child cash grant beneficiaries. And that would be tomorrow and Saturday. That will be at all our post offices countrywide. We are widely spread across the country. So if you are a benefit or your child is a beneficiary of the child cash grant, you are more than welcome to visit any of our branches as from tomorrow and ending Saturday this week.
And also highlighting that the schedule specifically also includes the other particular normal grants schedules. Which obviously focuses on the old age and the disability, the child cash grant, obviously, as you highlighted, and the basic income cash grant schedules. Just primarily citing that some of the concerns obviously has been about the school season that's about to start. Has there been any particular unique questions, queries, concerns that many of the parents and beneficiaries have cited that you can also sort of like try and bring some clarity to for that?
Not necessarily that we are aware of. Unlike what I've said earlier on, that we take cognizance of the fact that schools are reopening and mainly the funds are needed, you know, for the children's needs in order to go back to school. You must also I also want to allude to the fact that NAMPOS is a national brand. We are a brand for the people, and hence why we listen to the needs of our communities, needs of our customers and the beneficiaries. And that's basically what we could have come up in the best way we can.
Mm-hmm. And just for the, in terms of in staying in contact, what are some of the contact details, some of the particular customer service outlets that they can contact across the country, or is there like certain particular channels?
Primarily, we, like I said, we are located countrywide. I mean, around every corner, you will find
a NAMPOS.
Yeah, that's how widely we are spread across the country. So please do visit any of our branches, our post offices. Our teams there will gladly assist, should there be any queries. If not, you are more than welcome to contact our toll-free customer care line that can be obtained on our social media platforms as well as our website. We do post also very important information, especially pertaining to the social cash grant payments in branch as well as mobile teams on our social media platforms as well as on our website. So please keep an eye on those platforms, those mediums for this very important information as we post them on the platforms.
And specifically also, Gladwin, if we take a look for any other particular information that I might not have asked, is there still something you wish to add?
You're more than welcome to contact myself and the team. We will gladly assist you when there's anything that you might not be able to get from our post offices, our staff at the post offices, as well as on our social media platforms and website. You're more than welcome to get in contact with us. Our details are on the website, on social media as well. If I may, I just would like to also talk about our mobile teams. They are distributing funds as we speak countrywide in remote areas. We do announce the schedules of those pay points and payout dates on NBC's platforms, as well as, of course, on the radio stations, the vernaculars, when these payouts are being made in the rural area. So please keep an ear out for that as well. If you are a recipient of the mobile payouts, basically.
It also cites specifically that part of the payment schedule, it's also about to minimize unnecessary travel, and specifically that people have to be, you know, check out for these particular discussions. Obviously, this is a national particular campaign, and that everything actually began back on the 6th, which is this past Tuesday. But just to highlight, where were some of the, if I can, sort of like pick from your brain, what were some of the first starting points that the mobile units would have started also from?
All right. Like I said, the mobile teams already started on the 6th of January, paying out countrywide at the various localities, especially in rural areas in the country. And then the in-branch payments, they will start basically, we will start with that next week, the 12th to the 14th of January. That will be for the old age and disability grants. And then, like I've mentioned earlier on, right at the beginning, that from the 15th to the 17th of January, the child cash grants will also commence, additional to the supplementary payouts that will be tomorrow and Saturday this week. So you'll still have a chance if you have missed that payment this week. Tomorrow and Saturday, you can still go to our post offices on the, from the 15th to the 17th of January. And then lastly, our basic income cash grant beneficiaries will receive their payment on the 18th, up to the 20th of January. Very important, like you've mentioned, please, if you are a recipient of the mobile, payments, please do not flock to the post offices. Because the reason why we have introduced the payment schedule at the branches is to really minimize traffic at the post offices. So please, we will serve you, whether it's at the mobile points, or at the post office, we will make sure that you get your grant paid out to you at our various pay points.
100%. And then on that particular note, Gladwin, I'd like to thank you for taking the time and also for sharing with the broader community out there. Once again, dear listeners, if you would require further information, you can always go through also to the NAMPost digital platforms, as well as also on social media, primarily where a lot of this has been shared. Gladwin, once again, thank you.
Thank you very much, and have a productive one.
Thank you, thank you. On that note, dear listeners, we'll come back right after this short break to your regular programming. Stay tuned here on your number one talk radio station, that being Eagle FM.